Boston students might have to take a new test next year in order to get into one of the city's three prestigious exam schools. WBUR's Kerry Young has been looking into the history of exam schools and efforts by city leaders to make the top schools reflect the city. Hi, Kerry. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So let me ask you this. Why is Boston looking for a new test?
Well, the simple answer there is that the contract with the current provider, the Educational Records Bureau, is ending. But it's coming at a time when Boston Public Schools is facing a lot of heat over the exam school entrance policies right now, which just uses test scores and grades. Groups like the Lawyers for Civil Rights and the NAACP argue that this systematically leaves out communities of color in the city, specifically or especially at the Boston Latin School. Even the current test maker has expressed frustration with the district. They told media outlets last month even that the district is misusing its test.
Beyond that, what have school officials tried to do to make admissions more equitable?
Well, believe it or not, getting into an exam school didn't always require an exam. Before 1963, all you needed was good grades and a recommendation from your principal. When demand got too high to get in, district leaders decided that the exam was kind of an objective tool to choose who got into the prestigious schools. But for minority students, this didn't necessarily help things. In 1971, black students made up right around 2% of the population at Boston Latin School. The district as a whole was closer to 30%. Now, the next big change came in 1974 with the famous federal court order to desegregate Boston schools.
You're talking about the federal court order mandating busing in Boston. How did busing affect exam schools?
Yeah, when these rulings came down, Judge Garrity was trying to figure out what to do with the exam schools. And his solution was a set-aside system. The schools basically had to reserve 35% of their seats for underrepresented minorities. For black and Latino families, this was a huge victory. At least that's how Barbara Fields described it to me. She was a former elementary school teacher at BPS, and she eventually served in the district's Office of Equity.
So certainly a population of people who have been denied access to it for many, many years were very pleased that now their children would have an opportunity to access the instruction there as well.
And, you know, in many ways, this system worked. The schools really did become a lot more diverse. But this set-aside system would not last. There were a couple of successful legal challenges against it that came around in the 90s. They argued that the policy's heavy reliance on race was unconstitutional. BPS eventually decided not to appeal those legal challenges and did get rid of this system. And soon after that, actually, the representation of black and Latino students started to fall at the exam schools, especially at Boston Latin School.
So what's it look like today?
Most of the disparity really is at Boston Latin School. And this school year, just over 7% of students there are black and about 13% are Latino. Now, that is up slightly from last year when those numbers hit their lowest point in decades. To put a dent in this trend, BPS is putting a lot of effort into several things, including an expansion of a free test prep program. They're hoping that this could help more students score high enough to get in.
Let me ask a question some might be asking right now as they listen to this. Why not get rid of the test altogether?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of parents and advocacy groups are calling for just that. But politically, this really doesn't look like it's in the cards right now. Here's how Mayor Marty Walsh responded to that suggestion on Radio Boston recently. It sounds like he's not even entertaining the idea.
I'm not going to get rid of the test. It's an exam school. That's what it's always been.
Well, given how blunt the mayor is right there, how do you think this is going to play out, Kerry? When might there be a decision on exams?
Well, the decision on who's going to be providing that test, that's expected this spring, maybe the summer at the very latest. But as far as adding other factors to this admissions process other than just test scores and grades, kind of like letters of recommendation or just something more holistic in the process, that's not really clear. When I asked district officials, all they told me was they're going to continue to evaluate the opportunities.
All right. WBUR's Kerry Young from our Edify team. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.